Have you ever had to put your plans on hold due to symptoms of generalized myasthenia gravis or GMG? Like taking that weekend trip, talking with friends, or enjoying a meal? Learn about a treatment option that may help. Visit treatgmg.com to learn more. That's treatgmg.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
With me now, though, in studio is Jason Poole. People will remember the Poole surname for all the wrong reasons. It has to be said that, remember, in 2021, the murder of Jennifer Poole and the attention it got, killed by an ex-partner. Since then, Jason has been campaigning for the establishment of a register of people convicted of domestic abuse and domestic violence in the past. And with a new government, there is a renewed campaign ongoing, which includes a petition. It's garnered over 20,000 signatures already. Jason, you're welcome to the show. Thanks a million for coming in to us. So tell me about the petition, what it is you're asking of the new government.
I suppose there was a commitment within the last government that we would see a domestic violence register under the direction of Helen McEntee, which didn't really flourish. There was a lot of people and a lot of talk about it, and I got to stage two, and then there was a general election called. So we've been working in the background with Jim O'Callaghan on a policy document, and I suppose as part of their programme for government, they had put it in that there would be a domestic violence register, and it has flourished to be part of the programme for government. But I guess the petition really is now to put a clear focus on the government, that it isn't just the Poole family who believe that there's a domestic violence register needed. And we've got over 26,000 signatures between the petition online and in person over the last 2 weeks. So it's just a call on the government to show that it isn't just one family or those who have been affected by this, but it's everybody who feel that this domestic violence register is required. It's long overdue. And while we're renewing the petition and the campaign, it's really to highlight that we're not looking for this in year five of the government when there's another general election and they want something to show the people. We're looking for it to happen in year one, and a clear commitment from the Department of Justice and government overall to put in the wraparound supports and a domestic violence register to save more women dying at the hands of violence against men.
So how would it work in your mind, the register?
The register would be very clear. It would be a right to ask and a right to tell system where a perpetrator has a previous conviction of domestic violence, where they have been in court and where they have been given a conviction, whether it's a prison sentence or not, that they would be given a conviction handed down to them, rather than just you know, this €50 fine or €100 fine that we're hearing that the judge is handing down, you know, to a domestic violence agency. That we're looking for, I suppose, the judge to put this perpetrator on to a register, a domestic violence register, and that indeed, if they were in a new relationship, that you would have the person who may see signs or may see red flags, that they'd be able to go to their local Garda station, speak to a domestic violence guard within the Garda station, and just give them their information, and he or she would be able to inform them whether they're on a register. Or indeed, when you have the neighbours calling when there's been a domestic and the guards have arrived to the house, that the guards would have a duty of care to inform the woman or the man in this situation that they are living with somebody who has a previous conviction for domestic violence.
Okay, so it's not an automatic sharing of the information. Something would have to prompt it. You know, you would either have to go to the Garda station or your local guard and ask the question, or an incident would have to occur that would cause the guards to go to, quite often and almost exclusively, not exclusively, but almost, the woman and say, listen, you need to be aware that he is on the register.
Yeah, that would be ideal, as the, you know, we would have to be seeking support. It isn't like you can just turn onto your Google and type in somebody's name and find it there, because that would be obviously a breach of GDPR and it'd be unconstitutional to allow that. Where we're looking at it, where they have a previous conviction. But obviously, if somebody is well known, like Gavin Murphy was well known, you know, he had been in prison before for this, that if there was a system where the guards could inform, you know, that they would. So they would obviously have to be monitoring that, and with a domestic violence unit set up in every Garda station, which is ideally what we'd love, that those guards would be monitoring that type of behaviour. And if that perpetrator was in a new relationship, that they might have to inform the guards that they're in a new relationship, and that would be monitored.
Does a register like this operate in other countries? Are we reinventing the wheel?
we're not reinventing the wheel. There's literally the Northern Ireland have Clare's Law, 40 minutes across the water have Clare's Law. I was only speaking to people yesterday at one of our petition stands in Pavilion and Swords who were from the UK, and one of them was very adamant, you know, like that was the reason why she was still walking in that shopping centre yesterday, because of Clare's Law. So we have other countries in Europe and around the world that have a very similar situation. We are not reinventing the wheel. We are looking at what other countries are doing and implementing it here within Ireland. And ideally it would be called Ingenie's Law. And we would be seeing, I suppose, a lot of people being saved by this.
If people want to sign that register to keep the pressure on the government to act, how did they do it?
It's my.uplift.ie. And you'll see the petition, Jennifer Pill's petition there. Okay. Or indeed, it's all over social media at the moment. You can click on it, or we'll be in lots of different places over the next couple of weeks with the written petitions.
All right. You can find it on the Uplift website, or just, you know, Jennifer Pill's petition. If you Google that as well, you'll find your way there through social media or elsewhere. Jason, thanks a million for coming into us. Jason Pill.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.